From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. You know, you always hear that South Florida does not have seasons. Well, we beg to differ. One of our favorite seasons starts today, and that is stone crab season. Who better to ask about stone crabs than one of the descendants of the man and woman who made them famous at none other than Joe's Stone Crab. The landmark restaurant with its world-famous one-armed delicacy is turning 100 years old this year. Stephen Sawitz is Joe's chief operating officer and a fourth-generation crab, shall we say. Steve, how did these tasty little critters come about?
A Harvard ichthyologist, a marine biologist, was studying the marine life in Biscayne Bay. And there was only one restaurant at that time, or basically one seafood restaurant at that time, owned by my great-grandparents, Joe and Jenny Weiss. And he saw these, this ichthyologist, marine biologist, saw these kids taunting with a stick, something in the water, and he went over to see what they were taunting, and it turned out to be this crab that apparently had not been identified with a Latin name, etc. So he looked at them and wondered if they were edible. He brought the stone crabs over to my great-grandfather, who was a cook, and wanted to know what to do with them. Nobody knew what to do with them. So he took them and put them in boiling water. He tried all kinds of things and basically found out that the stone crab had to be cooked for X amount of minutes. 40 years later, we found out, by the way, you only have to cook the claws. And that's when we found out 40 years later that they regenerate. So it was better not to kill the whole stone crab and throw the body in. At the time, they didn't know that, though, back in the 20s. So anyway, they cooked them, and then they found out that the best way to serve them is cold. Because if you reheat a stone crab claw after it's been cooked, it will smell of ammonia. It's a very strong smell.
So this was not something initially, the place was not open to, say, Joe's Stone Crabs. This was after there was already a seafood place?
Absolutely. The name Joe's Stone Crab actually came about much later in its history. Originally, it was called Joe's Seafood Restaurant, and then it turned into Joe's Stone Crab after the stone crab became more popular.
All right. Who came up with the mustard sauce?
My great-grandfather did. That's his recipe. Would you like to know what's in it?
I do know what's in it.
Okay.
Worcestershire.
Yes.
Sour cream.
Mayonnaise.
Dry mustard. I'm just making this
okay.
up.
Okay.
No, you don't have to give it away, but how did they come up with that?
I'll tell you what. He must have had an amazing palate. And if he hadn't come up with it, I promise you my mother would have.
And how did it go from being this little, and forgive the terminology, but this little seafood shack to this world-class restaurant?
Well, that's a 100-year story, but we were the first eating house on Miami Beach, and Miami was such a great place for people to come to, especially after air conditioning was invented. And people from, I mean, even the gangsters came, Al Capone came, and that's, Miami was a neutral territory for the gangsters and the mob back way back when. So there was a lot of interesting history. It really transitioned, and it was a lot of hard work, day-to-day work, great employees, and visions that my grandparents and my parents had.
Thank you so much for being our guest. It's just been a dream come true to talk to you. Best wishes on a lovely stone crab season for the crabs and for us.
Oh, thank you very much.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.